You are listening to Martian Gardens. This is episode 882, hour 3. We start this hour with electronic music from Philip Mantioni, Sinusoidal Tendencies, from his CD Containers on Scattered Music, released in 2000. Music for computer-generated sine waves. We'll then hear from Todd Dockstader, Song and Lament, from his Quatermass Suite, from the Quatermass CD on Starkland Records. And we'll end with a very short piece from Desmond Briscoe, who was one of the composers and musicians at the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. This is, runs about 30 seconds. A piece for the original sci-fi series on the BBC in the late 50s called Quatermass. Philip Mantioni starts us off, Sinusoidal Tendencies. This was also released on Sonic Circuits 8 on Innova Recordings. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was music from Desmond Briscoe over the past 30 seconds. Quatermass and the Pit. That comes from BBC Radiophonic Workshop. Retrospective music for synthesizer and tape. Recorded in 1958. We started with Philip Mantione, Sinusoidal Tendencies, from his Containers CD, from his Scattered Music label, released in 2000. That was computer-generated sine waves and processing by Philip Mantione. That was also released as part of the Sonic Circuits 8 CD from the former Sonic Circuits Festival from Innova Recordings, released in 2000. Todd Dockstader gave us Song and Lament from Quatermass Suite, from the Quatermass CD on Starkland Records, released in 1992. Now, that was a 1964 composition, electroacoustic music, with its sound source being balloons. And we ended with Desmond Briscoe and the Quatermass and Pit, Quatermass and the Pit sound effects from the BBC Radiophonic Workshop, a retrospective released by BBC Music in 2008. That was, again, Desmond Briscoe, who was part of the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. We will next hear on Martian Gardens from Victoria Jordanova, a piece called Paddle Boat from her composition Modules for Harp and Electronics, composed in 1995. And we will follow this with Quattro Magni, a piano duo now consisting of Stephen Beck and Susan Grace. And they'll be performing Michael Doherty's Lounge Lizards. And that's in four parts after four lounges, two in America, two in Europe, and this is for two pianos and percussion. That will follow this 10-minute piece, Victoria Jordanova. This is Paddle Boat from her CD Dance to Sleep, which was released by CRI in 1997, Harp and Electronics by the Yugoslavian-born composer Victoria Jordanova, who now resides and works in Los Angeles. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was Michael Dougherty's piece called Lounge Lizards in Four Parts. We started about 23 minutes ago in an entirely different atmosphere. Victoria Jordanova and a paddle boat from Modules for Harp and Electronics from the CD Dance to Sleep on CRI in 1997, released in 1997, Harp and Electronics by Victoria Jordanova. Composed in 1995. And from there, the ethereal went to an earthly and lively piece, Michael Dougherty's Lounge Lizards, performed by Quattro Magni with percussion. Quattro Magni is a piano duo consisting of Stephen Beck and Susan Grace, whereas most of the pieces, the other pieces on this CD are for two pianos alone. This one was for two pianos and percussion. The percussionist John Kinsey and Michael Tetro performed. That was recorded at Packard Recital Hall in Colorado College, Colorado Springs in 2015. There were four parts after four lounges. Sip and Stir, named for that lounge in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Dennis Swing Club in Hamburg, Germany, Ramada Inn, Exit 1, New Jersey Turnpike, and a Bamboo Bar, Amsterdam in the Netherlands. All places where Michael Dougherty performed in his formative years. And that was a 1994 composition, Lounge Lizards from Quattro Magni, and that's the name of the CD featuring works of several other composers performed by Quattro Magni, Lounge Lizards on Bridge Records, a brand new release. Next, we'll hear from Eric Chazalo, and this will wind down Martian Gardens, episode 882, hour 3. The Martian Gardens blog for complete information is Martian Gardens, martiangardens.blog. From Eric Chazalo, we shall hear a piece called Are You Radioactive, Pal? And he wrote this for alto saxophone and tape, with the alto saxophone part performed here by Philippe Staudlin. In this case, the style goes back to Eric Chazalo's formative years as a jazz musician before He developed an interest in noted composition and electronic music, and his rise in his career to a professor at Brandeis University and director of the electronic music studios there. This is Are You Radioactive, Pal? Is in three parts: bop energy, natural, like breathing, and dramatic, cadenza-like. Again, for alto saxophone and tape, with the saxophonist Philippe Stauline. Eric Chaslow, Are You Radioactive, Pal?
Thank you. Oh!